the two ladies, and I'm speaking to men, although the two passages of Scripture were about ladies. And if you have your Bibles with you, we can look at the first one together, and that's in Luke chapter 7, starting at verse 36. And the words that struck me as we were singing, and I thought, how alike this is. Like a rose trampled on the ground. Our first lady was like that, wasn't she? She had all the potential for a wonderful, a happy, and a successful life within her when she was born. Yet by her choice, or maybe choices made for her, we don't know, and we definitely can't judge. This dear, dear lady was in great need. Her need was obvious at that party that the Pharisee was holding. She hadn't been invited. She was a gate crusher, and I'm sure she came very timidly. And she was so overcome by her need of forgiveness. Everybody could see, and there was a lot of tutting about this gate crusher, I am sure. The Pharisee saying, what is she? Oh, what? What is she? She's the local lady of the night. She didn't conform to public politeness, did she? But she was like that beautiful rose trampled. She was used and she was abused, either by her own choice or by what was forced upon her. We know enough about people who are trapped in situations to know that sometimes those choices are not theirs to make. But this lady was openly in need of Jesus Christ's wonderful forgiveness. But I tell you, there was somebody else there was needing of Jesus' forgiveness, and that was the Pharisee. He was having a good tut-tut about her. You know, we cannot judge one another. We cannot do it. God is the judge. And we can learn from people who we don't expect to learn from. We might feel we're good coming to church and regularly and saying our prayers and leading a Christian life. But we all need God's forgiveness. The Pharisee said within himself, who is she? What's she doing here? You see, you might be saying things inside, but God is looking at your heart. So we look on the outside, don't we? And we look at those people, if you're on street pastors, getting drunk on Saturday night and Friday night and falling off your high heels. And I work with the homeless, some of you do too. And we think, what? Can't they get their lives? We look at people who are chain smokers. Can't they get their lives in order? We look at people who are addicted to drink. You know, it's so easy to judge. They are in need of forgiveness just as we are in need of great forgiveness. And that forgiveness is at ours. And this lady wept over her sin. Now, this passage in the Bible comes after the Sermon on the Mount. And one of the things that it said in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, blessed are those who grieve, for they shall be comforted. And if you look at that word grieve, it means not just grieving over lost things, lost jobs, lost health, lost partners, lost spouses, lost children. It means grieving over sin. And this precious person grieved over her sin. And what did Jesus say to her? I forgive your sins. He said it to her in front of other people. Do you know, we need to hear those words. The words in the communion, it says, you who were far off, come near and receive the bread and the wine. You know, we need to actually hear that. There may be people here, as it was in my life, where things had gone wrong. I needed to hear deep within my spirit, I forgive you. If you are holding on to past hurts, God says to you today, I forgive you. Talk to me about it. I forgive you. I will release you. I will restore you. He said to the lady, go in peace. In the Amplified Bible, which I use quite a bit, enter into peace, in freedom from all the distress that you have experienced as a result of sin. Go in peace. Go in freedom. Hear those words. She was forgiven many sins. It may be one thing that you are battling with, one thing you know you need to come to God with, one thing you'd love to hear from God. I forgive you for that thing. Or for those things. Many sins this precious lady had openly, and the Pharisee had privately, grieved themselves and God's heart. Go in peace. Enter into freedom from all the distress that you have experienced as a result of sin. So she was restored. She was healed spiritually. Her standing in the community was healed. She was restored. And she was affirmed. Jesus spoke to her in front of people. And you know, our faith we need affirmation. You need to be able to have the courage, and others need to come to you and say, I affirm you are my brother. When Saul became a Christian, Barnabas called him brother. All the others were too afraid. Or is he coming to chuck us into prison? Barnabas called him brother. So that's the first thing I want to draw out from the Luke 7 story. If you go to Mark chapter 5, starting at verse 24, we'll talk about the second lady who we saw in the drama. I hope you could see it. The second lady. Now, in the reading we had, in the message, it said, she took a risk of faith. And I want to challenge you, and I want to challenge myself. I want to ask you a question. Normally, we think people have gone to sleep if they close their eyes in the church. But don't look at me. Don't try to struggle past this thing and see the light reflected on my glasses. Just close your eyes and relax. Because really, I would like you and me to receive from God, not to be looking at me and thinking I've cooked up some kind of a sermon. I want you to actually receive. This lady who came and touched the hem of his garment, she took a risk. You know, women don't, in that culture, do not go out amongst out in the daylight, or, you know, out without there being some kind of a risk to that, because it wasn't what they did in their society. She took a risk of faith. I want to ask you, are you willing, wherever you are, to approach Jesus Christ? an even more difficult, perhaps, question. Are you willing to forgive those that have hurt you? That may be a process, but it starts with a decision. Are you willing to receive forgiveness? Jesus Christ says, I forgive your sins. Are you willing not to be comfortable, feeling you are justified to stay where you are? We heard a testimony about Mike felt justified because somebody had done him a grievous harm, but he moved on. You may feel justified to hold a grievance. You may feel justified about not forgiving, and you think it's the other person has got to come to you. I'm asking, are you willing to forgive others? And are you willing to receive forgiveness? This lady had heard, the lady who came and touched the hem of his garment, she'd heard reports. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing and hearing the word of God. She'd heard many reports, and that's why she took the courage to come out. And you have heard testimony, several this time, this week, and in your past, you have heard. She endured much suffering. She tried lots and lots of things. Some people say, God's too busy to be bothered with me. No, that's not true. Jesus was busy. He was on the way to go and pray for somebody else at the time. But he stopped in the crowd. He knew somebody was there needing that healing touch and had received that healing touch. He knew it. He stopped, and the crowds were pressing in on him. Come on, come on, says his disciples. They had the diary and they knew the time schedule. Come on. No, he stopped right still. Who touched me? And he stood still until she got the courage to say, it was me, sir. And she told him the whole truth. You know, we need to be open with God. And we need to tell him the whole truth. Don't dress it up. Tell him I've failed. I've got it wrong. Tell him the whole truth. Tell him I hurt. Tell him I'm disappointed that my prayers haven't been answered, God. Where are you? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Even Jesus had an unanswered question in his dilemma on the cross. This lady knew. She knew she'd been touched. She knew within herself when she'd received that touch from God. And you may know yourself a touch from God. And she knew restoration, because Jesus said to her, go in peace, be healed, be blessed. Your healing may come instantly, or it may be a matter of working through it. And Jesus affirmed her. He said to her, you took a risk of faith. He called her daughter. Jesus calls you son and daughters as you take those risks of faith. I just want to read you now verse 34 from Mark chapter 5. He said to her, daughter, your faith, your trust and confidence in me, springing from faith in God, has restored you to health. Go in peace and be continually healed and free from all your distressing bodily diseases and your spiritual diseases. I want to ask you, where are you? I want you to respond. And we're going to pray a little prayer. And whether you know God and you're far away from him, maybe you've got things you need to put right with God, maybe you've never taken that final step of receiving Christ into your life. You come to church, he's close to you, but you haven't, as Mike said, you haven't drunk of him. You haven't received him in. Behold, I stand at your door and knock. You hear his voice. If you open the door, he will come in and fellowship with you. And we have a little prayer and a little booklet that we take to the doors. And as I say the prayer, all heads bowed, all eyes closed, I'm just going to get the little prayer. God is not so interested in the words. But wherever you are with God, please, all eyes closed, wherever you are with God, whatever your need is, if you would like to recommit your life, or if you'd like to ask Jesus for the very first time, I'll say the prayer slowly. It's just a suggestion, but I want you to respond. Lord Jesus, I want to know you personally. I'm sorry for going my own way instead of your way. Thank you for dying on the cross to forgive all my sin. Please come and take first place in my life and make me the person you want me to be. If you would like to pray with the prayer ministry team or with any of us, please do what these two ladies did. Come and get your problems dealt with. Come and tell us if you've prayed that prayer for the first time. Come and be bold. Those two women were bold. Come and be bold. We will not judge you. Whatever you want to share will be shared in confidence. And may the Lord Jesus Christ bless you as a church. Bless you individually. And may you know that Jesus says to you, your sins are forgiven. Amen.